I was sweating all morning. I think it's my nerves. Everybody has it every once in a while, I'm sure. But I was looking through his Bible and I saw this outline. We're here to honor the Lord, but we also are here to honor our pastor, Brother Donnie. I know he'd love to be here. I think other than Sister Shelby and maybe Christy, I probably know what he's going through with about as much as anybody else here. Because I've been through it many times, and I'm sure that he would love to be here. But this outline here, I want to give it to you this morning. By the way, I really wasn't aiming to preach too much this morning because I was going to do all this. And so I'm just going to give you an outline, and you probably have already heard him preach it. But that's all right, because you know what? Everybody preaches a message over and over. And more than likely, none of y'all probably, if you didn't mark your Bible, you probably wouldn't know that he had preached it. In fact, I don't know that he has, but I think he probably has. But in Deuteronomy chapter 12, and he's got it 8th and 9th verse. But I want to start reading the verse 1. Let me. It's time to get my glasses back on here. I probably can see you just as well without them. Deuteronomy chapter 12. I'm going to get back up here so I can probably see the lights here. And you said you videoed it or something. Well, you know, I'm liable to mess up everything now. Amen. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 12. It talks about the destroying the places of idol worship, and that's what needs to be done this day and time. We have plenty of people that are doing idol worshiping. And I could say a lot about that, but I may say a little bit in just a minute. But let's read it, if you will. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it in the days that you live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God. Then it goes on to say that in verse 5, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come, and thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your free will offerings, and the firstlings of your herds, and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand into, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither ye shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offerings in your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your manservants and your maidservants and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as ye have no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose, in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all the gates, whatsoever thou soul lusteth after, according to thy blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee, the clean and unclean may eat thereof, and of the roebuck, and as of the hart. Only ye shall eat, not eat the blood, ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, the sweetest name that we know this side of eternity. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity, Lord, we have to come to your house this morning, Lord, to honor the Lord and also honor Brother Donnie on his Pastor's Appreciation Day. Lord, it's been a blessing to us, and we thank you for him. We ask, Lord, your blessing today in a special way. Strengthen him in the Lord, and we'll be careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, Moses here was delivering God's message to Israel concerning their journey toward and the entering into the land of promise. And what they were to do on their journey, he was telling us, and some things they were not to do as they journeyed along their way. He then reminds them in verse 9, for we are not yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. And by way of introduction this morning, I say to you that there's five things that they were told to do. In verse 2 and verse 3, it says, do away with other gods. Then in verse 5, it says, not to forsake the places of worship. And then in verse 7, rejoice in God's blessing. Then in verse 16, not to partake of the forbidden things. And then verse 19, not to forsake God's appointed man. See, there are some things that God wants us to do till we get home. And then I would like to share a few of them with you this morning. First of all, we'd like to say to you that today that we need to praise the Lord until we get home. We need to praise his name. He's been so good to us, has he not? Praise the Lord today for the privilege and honor that we had to just to say a few words. And then, first of all, I want to say to you, we must lean on Jesus. We need to stay close to God. And in the day and time that we're living in, we need to stay close to God. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says, neither is there, salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isn't it amazing how many things that people seemingly are seeking to lean on except Jesus Christ? I want to tell you something this morning. I'm going to lean on Jesus. He's the only one that I have that I can lean on, nobody else. He sought me and left heaven. He bought me on the cross. He taught me with the Word and the Spirit. He caught me with conviction. He'll exalt me at his coming. And surely he is coming one of these days. Praise the Lord. Until we get home, we must long for revival. And in Psalms 85, verse 6, the Bible says, while thou wilt thou not revive us again, and that thy people may rejoice in thee? Your revival is an individual thing, is it not? Revival is an individual heart. In other words, revival will remove sin. It'll restore the joy that you once had. It'll recover backsliders. It will rekindle fires. It will reconcile unsaved. It will reassemble the strays. And then it will also reflect His blessings. Until we get home, then we must long for revival. And when we learn to leave our sins at Calvary, then we have already come to a place of revival. Our sin in people's heart blinds us to God's goodness. Sin belittles God's blessings. Sin brings sorrow, shame, and sourness. Sin blights lives. It withers one's hope. Sin blemishes our character. Sin breaks up families now and forever. But till we get home, we must love the brethren. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 said, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Now, if you don't love your brother, you don't love God. It's the Lord's people who will stick close to you in a time of problems and of sickness and suffering and shame and slander and sorrow and sin. And the greatest people in all the world are the Lord's people. Amen. I thank God for that. You know, I thank God for every child of God that I have ever known in my lifetime. You know, there's so many people that we know that are Christians, and we thank God for that. But we also know there's a lot of people that are not Christians, and that's sad, because of the things that we're going through with now, and the sorrow that we're having to go through with, and all these things that are coming in this world, situations around about us, we have a lot of sorrow and a lot of heartaches. But, you know, one of these days, everything's going to be all right. God's still in control. God still loves us, and He cares for us, and He knows exactly what we need in our Christian life. We have to love the Lord and depend on the Lord and lean on the Lord. But then there's something else here. We must limit the devil, and he is a person that you can limit. So get behind me, said me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now I believe there's a way that you and I both can limit the devil. And you can, now how can a person limit the devil? By not going where he wants us to go. Amen. By not saying what he wants us to say, by not doing what he wants us to do, by not telling him the latest gossip, and by not mentioning our problem to him. All of us have problems, but the devil don't know about them unless we let him know. Because he's not an all-being, he's not an all-knowing being. So he don't know. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37, we must look for the rapture. Surely the rapture is going to be coming on in just a little while, I'm sure. In Hebrews 10:37, yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of God. All these things will be happening when he comes. Drinking, drugs, dope, demonstrations. See a whole lot of demonstrations you want on now, don't you? Deadness, decaying, defilement, so forth and so on. One thing tells us in God's word, I want you to remember, if nothing else, that I said this morning, and that is in Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when you see these things come to pass, begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Surely we have a better place to go to, don't we? And surely today we need to keep on going towards that day, because it may not, it may be before we leave here today. It may be before we get home today. It may be slightly after we get home today. Who knows? The Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour when he's coming back. Not even the angels in heaven. Can you imagine that? Only God knows. And one of these days he's coming back. He's coming back to get us that are born again believers in him. And thank God that I am one of those born again believers in Jesus Christ. Are you not? Yes, you are, I'm sure. Most of you are anyway. It's by your testimony that it can tell. And so, friend, let me say this in closing. And I wasn't aiming to do a whole lot this morning, but it seemed to have come up a little bit more than I was aiming to. I was hoping he'd be here so he could preach. But I had to do it, so I didn't do as good a job, but God will take it and use it for his honor and his glory. Amen. Let's get a song ready to sing. I tell you what, let's sing Amazing Grace. I think that's about the best one we could sing, don't you? Let's chat early this morning. What about that?
Y'all get the shoulders.
No. Don't y'all get used to that now. Because Brother Donnie gets able to come back, he's going to really keep he's going to have to take two or three of them. Well, what am I trying to say? Anyway, he's going to have to take 2 or 3 hours to give you one message. So, because he ain't preached in a while. Well, he did. I'll take that back. He did a couple of weeks ago, but I'd already messed it up for him. So, anyway, let's stand. Amazing Grace, if you knew it.
Was that right with that page number?
Huh?
Yeah, 236.
We're gonna get to music.
God, praise 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 God.
Now let's gather around the altar and pray for Brother Donnie and whoever else that he needs to or feel like you need to.